Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And this is a brand new segment on Mino and the Mayor. We're kicking it off today. And in the studio with me, Todd Michaels, is our new Wisco Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale.
Hi,
Lisa.
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. People need to know that you and I have worked together for
20 some odd years.
On and off for a long time.
Yeah.
Mostly in radio, right?
Yes. Yes. It's always been in radio that you and I have worked together.
Yeah.
And usually.
Usually. And you and I are members of the community in Oshkosh.
Yes, we
and
are.
And so we've decided to take a portion of our broadcast each weekday morning with Jim and John on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and really focus in on the Valley. And that's why we're calling this Valley Focus.
Valley Focus.
See, we're smart that way.
Yes.
We're smart that way.
Oshkosh and then a little bit north, we'll hit
Neenah-Menasha, maybe Kimberly once in a while. Who knows how this all turns out? Maybe they'll even cancel us after the first episode of
maybe.
Valley
but
Focus.
I hope not.
I hope not, because we're going to be doing good things, including our very first guest.
Right. It's Michelle Schultz, who is with the Oshkosh Farmers Market. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. I did not realize I was your very first guest on the show.
Listen,
I feel privileged.
There is nothing more exciting about summer. Listen, summer doesn't officially kick off until the very first farmers market. So now it has officially kicked off, and
well,
we have to thank you for that.
Gosh, so.
I think so. And so welcome to the show, but also congratulations. How many years is this now for the Oshkosh Farmers Market?
Well, we had our 30th anniversary last year.
Right.
We celebrated our 30th anniversary last year. So the market has been in existence for 30 years now.
Wow. That's crazy to me.
Every year it just seems to get bigger and better. And bigger and better.
Well,
you were giving me some details off the show. It is getting bigger and better.
It does get bigger and better every year. We're hoping not to expand because we don't have staff for that. So we're going to stick to our 2.5 blocks and try and fill every space. But at this point, that's kind of where we're at right now.
So tell me a little bit about the new things we're going to see, or we have seen this year.
Well, you're going to see the same produce vendors you always see. We do have a few new ones. We're going to be introducing a microgreen vendor this year and some additional exotic mushroom vendors. We have some exotic flower people joining us. So I'm very excited to see some of those things in addition to all the locally raised fabulous produce you find.
What is microgreens exactly? Is that where you grow them inside, or what is that?
Well, they typically grow them in some kind of a hothouse environment or heated box. And it's typically like sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, broccoli sprouts, pea sprouts, things like that. So there's micronutrients in them, but tremendous amount of flavor, and they're very tender.
You know when you watch those cooking shows and they say, I made a microgreen salad? That's what it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we're going to have some bougie produce at the market this year.
Love that.
I like calling it that, too. That's perfect.
That is perfect. Bougie produce.
So, yeah, we'll see some new things at the market this year on that end of it. We have a couple of new meat vendors joining us. I do have a seafood vendor that comes and visits about 6 times a year, and they bring us Alaskan salmon and some red shrimp and some delicious kind of things like that.
And it's not just the produce and the meat and the flowers and all those lovely things. There's also things like food trucks.
Although the farmers is our focus, and that's who we really try to promote, but I have to say it's like a trip eating around the world to come to the farmers market.
Tell us about some of the folks you've got.
Well, we have some of our local regular favorites. Of course, Oshkosh is known as the egg roll capital of Wisconsin. So if you want your fantastic egg rolls,
and
they're all coming back. Nobody's giving up their spot. And then we have the Caribbean Taste food truck is coming back, but new this year, we'll be introducing our Indian curry food truck. We have another one of our vendors who has expanded, and they're going to have a potato food truck. So they'll be doing like loaded potatoes and smothered french fries.
When you mentioned the Indian food truck, did you see Lisa and I look at each other? We're both sitting here going, we've got our Saturdays planned now.
Yep. I know what I'm doing every Saturday morning.
We got some great barbecue, and Andy over at Parm is introducing his gelato food truck. So I can't wait to have ice cream every Saturday.
What's really cool, Michelle, too, and we're having fun with this, but that's what's great about the farmer's market. It is the produce, it is the farmers, it is the food. It's really a social event. People come down there and actually catch up. They haven't seen each other all winter, right? And now they see each other again.
We really try to make ourselves Oshkosh's community event and welcome young, the old, the different spectrums of our community. Every Saturday morning. And if someone calls me and wants to do something in the market, if they fall within the guidelines of our vendor parameters, I find a space for them.
And there's also a lot of entertainment too. I know you start in the 400 block and you're walking down and you'll have this person playing the guitar. And then a little bit later, there's somebody playing a violin.
We have really embraced busker entertainment at the farmers market. Every week we have our feature band in the center of the market. But during the rest, if you notice the entertainment on the rest of the market, all of those people are there playing as pop-up entertainers, and essentially they play for tips. So if you're enjoying what they're doing for you, throw a buck or two in their music case.
I love that. I love that idea. And it's really great entertainment, too.
It's just a vibe down there. Yeah, it just really is. And hopefully the downtown businesses get involved. They open up a little early so that you can wander through those.
They do. The downtown businesses have embraced the farmers market and they also open along earlier with the farmers market. I know when we first moved downtown, they kind of kept regular hours. But now, I mean, I've had people call me from Chicago and say, where can we get something to eat or drink? I'm like, well, this is open, this is open, this is open at 8 o'clock in the morning. They're like, we can get a beer at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm
ding,
like,
ding, yeah. Ding.
Ding, ding, ding. We're
although the farmer's market isn't about beer, but yes, you can get a beer at 8 o'clock in the morning at the farmer's market.
So the Oshkosh Farmer's Market is every Saturday. Rain or shine.
Rain or shine, June through October.
And it's in the 400, the 500 block of Main Street, North Main Street in Oshkosh. And also, isn't a part of it Church Avenue as well?
Yes.
So,
and if folks wanted to find out more details on it, find out who's out there, just find out more about the farmers market itself. What's the website? What's the social media?
It's www.osfmi.com. And the most current information is Facebook. So visit us on Facebook if you want to see what's happening now and who's going to be at the market, because everybody posts on it.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Michelle, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having
me. Summer is here in Oshkosh. We love it.
Thanks for having me.
Stand by. More with Mino and the Mayor on the way next on 96.5 and 98.3 WISS.